That's the sound of a drone being demonstrated at the drone festival here in Paris at the Cité des Sciences. The Typhoon drone, made by the German company Unique, was among the many on display at the two-day event. While Typhoon boasts an impressive aerial imaging system, other drones are tailor-made with specific applications in mind. One example is made by the French startup Chouette. This machine's objective is to survey vineyards and detect diseased plants using artificial intelligence. Mathieu Logel of Chouette explains.
It flies and detects by deep learning the disease for wines. So it's very new because nobody can associate now disease in deep learning and drones. It's with a multispectral camera. We can take photos and then it goes to the cloud and we have big data. We analyze the data and give the information back to directly to the vineyards. The drone is capable of flying about 1 hour and for 5 hectares. The next step, the data goes to our computers and then with the forms and the colors, it deep learns. So we need lots of data to finally find out what oil symptom, for example, can be.
A team of engineering students from ETH Zurich are demonstrating the use of a small double-hull aircraft for harnessing wind energy at high altitudes. Clamatia Galliar claims their flying machine can mimic a windmill in a more efficient way.
The higher up you go, the more stronger winds. With current standard windmills, there is a limit on the altitude because when you want to go higher, you need to build a bigger structure, so therefore it gets heavier and so on. And there is just a limit where the costs don't match the benefits anymore. Our plane is 2 double-hull airplane, which will take off vertically. When it is reached a safe altitude, it will transition into normal fixed-wing airplane flight, and then it will transition into power generation mode. Then it will be only powered by the wind and not by some stored energy anymore. The airplane will do circles or figure of eight patterns with a tether which is fixed to a ground generator, and the tension from the aerodynamic lift forces will be transferred via the tether to the ground station where it is reeled onto a winch which is connected to the generator motor, and when pulling on the tether, electrical energy is generated and can later be transmitted to the grid.
A South Korean startup attracted plenty of attention as it exhibited its unique drone controlling system called Shift. Compatible with all drones, it enables you to control a drone with your thumb. All you need to do is put a special ring on your thumb and hold a small cylindrical device in the same hand. Yu Jung Hong is the CEO and founder of the startup This Is Engineering, which developed this system.
It's hard to control drone because its inputs are split like RC controller. So we developed the intuitive control system. It's very easy to control drone. The drones fly according to the thumb's movement. And one more thing is it's one-hand control. So people don't have to move to filming with 2 persons.
Over the past few years, drones have added a new dimension to filming and taking photos. But as this event shows, these flying machines are now on the verge of bringing exciting innovations to other fields as well. Dhananjay Khadilkar for RFI in Paris.